Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I said, hello there, Dolly. Da da dee, da da. Da dee 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 dee. I will be going strong. Hello, Flossie. Friday the 4th day of April. And a few days closer to home sweet home, and things are looking up. Things are looking up real good. I just finished dinner with Colonel Hutter, the commander of the MACV compound. Colonel, his relief coming in. Colonel Doyle, the assistant or deputy, and Bob Burke and Colonel Swearingen, Ed Dillery, the province chief, Colonel Kim, and Major Caravoris and his counterpart, Major Tuong, Vietnamese, and Colonel Simpson, the Marine colonel from Just Pau. And we just had a lovely, lovely Vietnamese dinner of fish boiled, you know, a flat fish, kind of lays on his side, and some vegetables on top of it, and some kind of a Chinese stuff with beef sliced thin and vegetables. Cooked, not quite sweet sour, but some kind of thing like that. Then stuffed tomatoes cut open and stuffed with shrimp and a little fixtures. And some fly lice and some nice French bread. Then we topped that off with a big piece of slice of papaya. So the gentlemen are sitting in the living room having their coffee and brandy, and this gentleman slipped away to send a beautiful doll back in Colorado a few words of cheer and happiness, and tell her that he hit the jackpot yesterday with four letters from home. Four big, beautiful letters. Two of them were full of writing. One of them was full of love with an Easter card, and one of them was some outside letters from outsiders, like sisters and in mothers-in-law or mothers, stepmothers. But the writing was filled with love and happiness, and telling me how my old EPS is working, ESP is working. I told you guys, you send a message, boy, across the waters, and it works. There ain't no fooling around. How do you think Christ told the people after he was crucified? How do you think he got around to them? He had to jump right down there and get on the earth and walk among them. And as people who believe in this ESP, and who believe that I can walk down the lane with you, get a lot further along, but not as far as Christ, because we can't believe that. We refuse to believe as intensely as he did. And when we start believing that intense, then we start living that same kind of life he did. Well, I'm not going to be able to send you an Easter card, except maybe this. We'll call this our Easter, my Easter greeting. It's going to come to you late, but it's going to come to you. And we all know that better late than never is better than nothing at all, right? Right. Okay. I hope the Easter season sits prettily on your shoulders and you feel the spirit of Christ in all of your operation and all of your activity, that you take the Bible stories that you get and at the crucifixion and you see what the Jesus went through to be crucified, when he was crucified, how people prosecuted him. And when they finally crucified him, it was to satisfy some evil and selfish desires. But the fact that he was risen from the dead, that he ascended into heaven, is the great Christian story that leads us all to believe that the life hereafter is a life indeed. And if we can't get this Easter story through our skulls, then the idea of Christianity hasn't come over. Because principally this is what it's all about, is life after death and the rewards for living a life following the teachings of Christ. He physically rose and ascended into heaven, just as God wanted to demonstrate that a man of the character and the quality, possessing the qualities that Jesus had, can lead others to actually see what they can do with their meager lives by just attempting and asking and continuing to try to do for others, or at least the way I see it, it's the first step to being Christ-like, is to see what you can do for your fellow man. Say, this is turning into be an Easter sermon, isn't it? Anyway, I just got up from the table and I'm sitting here so cool and comfortable. I got the overhead fan on and it's about 9 o'clock. And it's really nice to be able to talk to my Florence, and I feel so good, so healthy and husky, that I just want to shout out to the world that I'm the luckiest man that was ever born. I don't know how come I been favored with all of this good fortune. Even with my gout and sore toe, no pain, nothing stopped me from my operations. I was able to do my work and took a few pills and killed the pain, and that toe's gone down now almost to normal. I haven't felt it all day. In fact, haven't paid any attention to it. And I might just be able to get to play some tennis this weekend. Who knows? Well, there hasn't been anything exciting happen except I've been snowed for work. I think the last tape I wrote you, I said that there was a lot of reports I had to make. Seems like I can't just sit down and do them. I have to look up and there's all kinds of paper all over my desk and people are standing in line and wanted on the telephone, and people over at the pay office waiting to get some money. And I had to do a deed today that is not desirable, but I held a sort of a drumhead court on one of our mechanics who, with the help of two or three others, including a couple of guards, stole some iron, raw iron posts we have. And so I drummed him out. I told him he's canned. I don't like his attitude, his way he's working. Told him we put all our trust in him, and he turned out to be a big crook. And I stomped up and down, waved my arms a little bit, fired him and fined two or three others. So maybe that'll help some of the others. Anyway, some of the young guys standing around were impressed. And I give them a lot of lecture about we're here to help you, and you'll steal the very things that's helping you. Just a little psychology. I was driving away, he come over and says, Mr. Williams, can you help me find a job? And I said, I don't understand. Help you find a job. He said, can't you give me something else to do besides what I was doing here? And I said, I just fired you. And I talked so nice to him, made him feel bad. I guess he was going to turn over a new leaf. But he's a kind of a leader crook, and so I think it's better that we get rid of him and not be bothered. Well, let's see. I finally got the payroll signed today. I had to sign thousands of sheets of paper on this payroll, and it goes in, and everybody gets paid or don't get paid. I don't know. They've fouled me up plenty up there, that some of the people who we've had working for us for two or three years suddenly turn up as not listed. They can't find them. So they miss a payday. When they miss a payday, it makes everybody unhappy, including me. But I can't do much about it except submit another payroll for that pay period. Then some people get raises and some people don't get raises. And so we just go along. And I listen to complaints, and I'm easygoing, and I tell everybody that it's too bad, but this is the way it has to happen. So we'll just hang on, that you'll get your money up.